I have just shown you feature after feature of OneNote. So how do we tie this all together? There are abundant features with what you can use it for, whether it's for designing lesson plans, notes for students, or assignments. You're only limited by your imagination and creativity. Here are some examples of practical things you can do using OneNote. You can control the content and the organization of the course. It's not just a static as a traditional textbook. Lesson plans can include spoken directions in case students have trouble with the written instructions. Students can also record themselves practicing their reading. I remember reading in a report about how a special needs class in Toronto, Canada, was able to successfully implement OneNote in the classroom. For special education students who may have difficulty writing, typing, or processing information quickly, organization can be an added stressor. OneNote can help them maintain all of their notes in one place, capture information through a variety of methods, prioritize, and quickly search for what they need. It keeps all their information in one place and accessible to them wherever they might be. They can also take notes while recording lectures that can be played back whenever they need to hear them. For language classes, students can record themselves doing speaking exercises, and teachers can then listen and assess them on pronunciation, or they can practice writing the characters using the stylus if they're learning languages such as Chinese or Japanese, where the strokes of the characters are important. For music classes, you can hear them practice their instruments, and if you have a Windows mobile phone, using the Office Lens application, you can take a photo and it automatically links to your OneNote. With OneNote for Classroom, which will be discussed in future tutorials, if you see a student that is struggling in class, you can keep their notebooks open to have a better gauge on them. You can change something on the student's notebooks and send it to them seamlessly, which allows them to be part of the learning environment without being singled out. Students can also collaborate on group projects by having a shared space. They can see who edited what and see what the edits were. You can also do the same with teachers. OneNote is pretty much my go-to note-taking tool now. I'm not going to lie. Before, I used to take notes with just pen and paper. I never really typed up any of my notes, and most of the time I just ended up throwing them all away at the end of the course. But now I can store it all in one place. You can argue, why not just use Microsoft Word? Well, I think the search feature alone is reason enough because you can search through years of material instantaneously. So I would like to end on that note and leave you with some useful links to online resources that I'd like to share with you. You can download OneNote for free at OneNote.com, and you can continue learning with online tutorials from Microsoft Virtual Academy, as well as OneNoteInEducation.com. Thank you for tuning in to the tutorial. I hope you have found it to be useful in making your lesson plans more interactive. I'd like to also keep in touch and follow up on how you use it and the type of lesson plans that you come up with. I would love to hear examples of how you're implementing it in the classroom. If you have any further questions, feel free to reach out to me. Thank you.